I'm Critter.
I'm Jace.
And we should be working.
God damn it. It's one, two, say it.
All right. I'm Critter.
I'm Jace.
And we should be working.
I fucking hate you so much.
Hello.
How's it going?
Not
It doesn't
bad.
Matter.
Bad. It was going great until you just schooled me. You dissed me, and you screwed me, and you missed me. It doesn't make sense.
What?
It kind of rhymed, though.
Dropping bars?
Yeah, man.
2022 resolution.
Gonna to drop more rapper. Bars?
Yeah.
Dude, are you trying to talk about resolutions? Because I'm all about it if you want to.
Oh, I don't do resolutions.
What do? Anything?
I take action.
Do you resolve to take action?
I do what I always do. I take an audit and fucking just change things in small ways. Like
you today. Don't take an audit. Like an actual formal audit?
Oh my God, yeah, I audit my life. Probably
what
too
does that mean?
Now.
Do you write things down?
Yeah. Write through everything. Like what I actually want to do with life, what I don't want to do, whether it's activities or whatever. And then, yeah, I just funnel all the categories and get rid of the cruft and like, all right, I'm going to try and stick to this. It's usually how I quit the bigger things or have quit like the bigger things in my life, like smoking and all that shit.
Oh, like bad things.
Yeah.
So there was like a 5-minute Tim Ferriss episode where he was talking about a life. Like I've always thought like, not a life, a year out. I've always thought like yearly reviews were kind of stupid and, you know, just like, look at me. Here was my year. Here's all the cool stuff I did. But his framing of it was super cool. He was like, write down, you know, the major stuff you did and identify which 20% gave 80% of your happiness and figure out how you can maximize that. And then identify which 20% gave 80% of your like stress and anxiety or sadness and figure out how you can get rid of that.
Yeah, I don't do it that much. Like I'm not doing it based off of feeling. I'm doing it based off of like what I want my lifestyle to be or, you know, activities that I would like to continue to do. It's not, yeah, I'm not lying. I'm sad. Although, like, the depression is usually what makes me, like, kind of list out stuff and sort through shit. It's like, it's been, like, the cue. So, like, when we talked about it a few episodes ago or whatever, when it was just like, I was depressed. Like, that was one of the times that I went and, like, wrote a bunch of lists and stuff and prioritized them. And
I gotcha.
And then also why I ran for the first time today officially and posted on Strava.
Yeah, man. Congratulations. How'd that feel?
Fucking horrible. It was cold and windy and rainy. And like as
How
soon as I stepped
it?
Out, I was drenched. It was like 40, but it was like windy.
Yeah, when it's
so
rainy and stuff too. Yeah, that'll get you.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, but that's that adds to the accomplishment though.
Well, I mean, it's just a callback to the David Goggins thing, right? It's just kind of like, do one thing that you hate.
Yeah, I've been thinking about, so I want to get back to other stuff that you just said. I wrote down like 5 things that I want to talk about now. But I've been thinking about Goggins because there's a guy at my work, shout out to Evan, who is trying to help me get in like the body I want, basically. And he was trying to tell me that, he was telling me, he was very convincing that running is going to be like pretty harmful if I want to gain, you know,
have
muscle.
A physique. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because running long distances actively prevents you from gaining muscle, basically. And I was like, no, it doesn't. Like, and I looked it up and he was totally right. And everything he said was right. But well, my counterexample, go ahead.
Well, you were the person that told me, I mean, a long time ago, it was before we were podcasting, but you're just like, well, you're either going to squat 400 pounds or run like a 5-minute mile or whatever. You're just like one or the other. You don't get both.
I told you that.
Yeah, you did like some comparison. Yeah, it was a while ago. I mean, several years ago.
Oh, well, I mean, that makes sense. Like 400 pound squat is like legit. I just want to have a decent amount of muscle, you know? But anyway, the point I was trying to make is that I used Goggins as a counterexample. I was like, Goggins runs ultra marathons and he looks like a freaking bodybuilder. And he was like, yeah, Goggins does everything the exact wrong way and then writes books about how it's awesome to like almost kill yourself in 100-mile runs and stuff. So he's like, you don't want to follow Goggins' example.
That's not what he does at all. He talks about his own experience and how
he totally
views the world.
Does.
He's not
like He goes way that's past the point of sanity.
Well, yeah, but that's his perspective. That's his mind of steel, the way that he has to, or the way that he thinks about things to get what he does done.
But I mean, I think if I tried to follow his example, because like he's an example of the type of body that I want and being able to run long distances, then I would probably become a cripple, you know, or like,
I mean, well,
lose my kidneys or something.
Well, one, you're starting super late in life. Two, I think you still could do it. I mean, you could do it a healthy way. I mean, there's people out there that can run. I don't know, what are you talking about long distance? Are we talking like Frank long distance? Or are we talking like a marathon once in a while, or half marathons just because?
Marathons. Yeah, I want to get to the shape that I can just run a marathon like on demand without having to train for weeks for it.
Yeah, why don't you just get into that shape and then worry about bulking after you're there?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm trying to do, man. So this gets into like, I started a new 12-week year. And I got my first marathon 11 weeks from now. And another part of that plan is to lose 15 pounds from where I'm at right now in the next 12 weeks. And so hopefully after
that. Huh?
Yeah, man. That's what we were talking about, E2M.
Oh,
we're doing
right.
E2M. So I can only eat like a few different types of meats and a few types of vegetables and then some healthy fats for the next week. And then after that, they add fruit, I think. Pretty cool.
Weird.
I lost like 3 pounds in water weight literally the first day. Like it's just like it's gone. But so going back to your list and stuff, does that help? Like, do you feel better about everything after you go through that process?
I mean, it still feels in flux. I often describe the feeling afterwards like I'm steering a ship, where like I'm turning the wheel, but you know the ship's gonna turn when it turns. It's still flowing. And, you know, I can only do so much.
So when you're talking about how you wake up every day and have to convince yourself not to kill yourself, is that like an always there thing or just like when you're going through a hard time?
Always there. Like, it's more a base level for me.
And that's like, you're being literal when you say that?
Yeah.
You literally have to convince yourself?
Yeah. I'm much more fortunate now, especially in recent years, than I have been, like where like I would just live to play video games essentially, or you know, because I had a raid that night or whatever. But yeah, now it's like I'm challenging myself, and I can wake up. I'm like, nah, I'm just gonna go fucking run in the rain in the wind instead, because that's better apparently, and you know it's actually helpful.
And you basically live alone, Like, how often do you hang out with people in person, including, you know, your sister and Scott?
Every day. Like, we talk.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I thought
y'all just, like, kept yourselves.
Well, because Candy's in school, and she has, like, some of the classes here still. So, like, she's around, and then Scott works from home, I think it's, like, 4 days a week or something like that. So, it's not, yeah, we're all around. Like, he's usually tucked away more than anybody else, and then... you know, in the evenings when he's done, or if he's out on a little break playing video games or something.
And have you completely given up on medicine, depression medicine?
For now. I mean, I don't think, I think I've proven that I need to just change my life and my habits and things. Cause that's proven to actually improve my life or quality of life, or even the way that I think about things. But, yeah, I don't know. I like experimented with antidepressants. What was that, like 3 years ago, something like that? I think I told you about that, where I was just talking with my doctor about it and just reporting back in every couple weeks, and we like went through a few of them and stuff, and it didn't actually help. But then I decided to run a half marathon, and then I just started running and then changing my habits and all that shit.
So how long did you, like, from the first starting to take any medicine until giving up on all of it, how long was it?
I mean, it was mostly intermittent. When it started, so it was solid for like 2 years back in 2006, 2002, 2008, like the beginning of 2008.
Okay.
Because that's when I went back to Hawaii, and then I went cold turkey. It was in New Year's Eve.
Cold turkey on the medicine?
Yeah.
Okay.
On the mood stabilizers and all that shit. But so I was on it for like 2 years straight there, and then off and on, like just different things. I would see different psychiatrists or different therapists, counselors and doctors, and just different conversations I'd have and stuff.
So what if you felt the same in, let's say, like 2 years, mentally and emotionally?
What, wait, like the waking up thing?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's one example, but just like in general, you know, how you feel throughout the day in terms of like overall happiness and depression and stuff. Like, at what point would you decide to try something new or something different?
When all the things that I'm, you know, chasing after right now don't work, basically. Like, I mean, I'm fine. Like, especially running in the mornings, like, I get to, like, pour all my anger into that. And, like, all my hatred and all that, like, toxic shit. And, I mean, I could only run for, like, 20-ish minutes today. So, that was enough. I mean, I feel good. I feel all right.
That sounds so crappy to wake up feeling like that. Like, that specific example just sounds freaking miserable to me.
But, I mean, think about it, right? It's over a 3-decade habit. Like, there was no real point in my life where I was just like, oh, today's going to be great. Until my early 30s, mid-30s, like 3-4 years ago. Legit. That's why I forget who it was, but maybe when we had that one P2Con and somebody went up and they were talking about how, like, they woke up one day and thought about killing themselves vividly or something, and that, like, wrecked their whole life and, like, changed their whole trajectory in their life and everything. It's just like, what? Really? Thought about killing myself, like, vividly while you're talking about how this is hurting you. Like, it's more of a natural thought pattern for me. It's just self-deprecation, self-harm, self-destructiveness, like, all of that. It's the easy route, for sure.
Huh, okay. So, like, I mean, to what extent do you feel like it really is just a habit that you need to break versus, like, it's actually a sign of a serious problem?
Well, that's the problem, is I can't just take a step back and be like, oh, yeah, it's nothing, and ignore it, especially when I'm feeling, like, depressed, where it's actually, like, affecting things that I like doing and stuff, because then that'll just be a mistake, and I'll spiral out and do something else. So, like, when it's going bad, it's bad. When it's going good, it's good. And it's just kind of, like, I just have to be aware of what's what. Like, if I'm being, you know, just an asshole for no reason to everyone for a week at a time, or, you know, a few days in a row or something, or even just a series of comments I make to my friends and stuff. They're just like, what the fuck's your problem? You know, that kind of stuff. Like, oh, yeah, I should probably... Well, especially if it's somebody that I know and who knows me, especially for a good amount of time, where they know, like, I can be an asshole or I could be pretty rigid, but they'll still, like, go along with it. But then if I push too far, it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, oh, okay, I'll take a step back.
My bad.
So, yeah, I got to figure out what's going on when this is, like, some misdirected shit.
I can't remember. Do you see a therapist, or, like, you have in the past, but you don't anymore?
I don't currently, not since I moved to Eugene. I've been thinking about it recently, actually, doing that, the coaching session with Jordan.
Oh yeah.
It was one of the things that he said, is he mentioned that, you know, coaching isn't therapy. Coaching is more forward thinking. Therapy is more backward thinking. You know, just got to figure out where you are in your mindset and all that, and, like, what you're trying to do and accomplish. And I was like, oh, that's actually really smart. But also kind of, like, one of the reasons why I was like, oh, maybe I don't need coaching right now. I need more therapy type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Still working through some shit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You're good.
I was just going to say, I think as long as I'm playing video games, I'm still fucking hiding shit and trying to run away from shit. It's escapism at its finest. And I do it very often. I need
to. So will that be back, like, the ultimate sign that things are going really well for you, is when you don't feel like you need to escape into a video game?
I think what's going to end up happening is it'll probably be like cigarettes, like quitting cigarettes, where I'll just be like, all right, I'm just going to fucking hide all the video games and just go cold turkey, and then just fucking, like, go until I'm about to snap and rip somebody's head off, and just be like, all right, I got to play a video game, and then just fucking dive back in feet first.
That would be fascinating. That would be some great podcast fodder too, for you to say, like, for the next month I'm giving up video games and then come talk about how it feels,
how manic I get. That's the thing. It's when I'm aware that I'm being manic, it's like I'm on a ride and I can't really stop it. So like if I'm being destructive and manic, like if that's the thing I'm obsessing about, is I'm going to fucking be destructive. Just meet me at the end of this trip and then fucking talk to me. Like, don't try to stop it. It's really bad.
What does manic mean? Like, do you get twitchy or something? What do you mean?
I get really into it. It's like all the pent up excitement that was beaten out of me whenever I was like happy as a kid. It like comes out in these weird, like, obsessed, focused ways.
Oh, so if you can't do that to video games, you'd have to do it to something else.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be an addiction swap, basically.
Does that ever happen when you're like dating somebody?
They get manic.
Yeah, like about them instead of about video games.
So it does help sometimes, but usually what ends up happening is I have to make sure I don't target them with that same thing, right? Because then I'm like asking them questions all the time. It's like, dude, we just fucking went out once and you're like talking to me in the middle of lunch every day about fucking just, do I want kids and stuff, what the fuck? And it's like, oh yeah. This is what, like, that's like the problem with online dating for me, is like you've opened the floodgates. Like, we've matched and then like we start talking, so I just have the questions that I'm gonna ask, because why not? I mean, if you're not for the questions I'm asking and when I'm like trying to date you, then clearly you're not a fucking match. So let's just move the fuck on, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you still have to like pace it out and stuff, because supposedly if you send two texts back to back, then you're fucking thirsty or a fuckboy. And like, it's just like all this weird like etiquette codex crap bullshit. And it's like, whatever. Fucking interested in dating again. How about we just fucking talk like you're also interested in dating? Otherwise, why the fuck did you match with me?
There is no, I can't, I might have said this before, but there is no way I would not be single if I hadn't happened to find Nancy in like high school, because I don't have the energy for all that. And I would be too nervous about it anyway, like first dates and crap, you know, it'd scare the crap out of me. I would just be single and lonely for my whole life. I'm 100% sure of it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy being single, especially right now. Like, I just have other goals and stuff, and as soon as, like, I start dating somebody, and they're like, oh, we're just gonna do this on Sunday, I'm like, well, I have a boxing thing on Sunday, I'm like, oh, well, you can move it, right? I'm like, oh, I guess I can, and that's like, the start of all this shit.
Yeah, I hear that, man. Yeah, I was talking to Nick, because Nancy's doing E2M, and
what does E2M stand for?
Stands for something to motivate.
Energy to motivate?
Energy to motivate? Something to motivate. I don't know. I'll look it up while I'm talking.
Okay.
But she was talking about like how she can't make exceptions. Like if she says, oh, I'll just skip the workout one day, you know, this one day, then it's like she'll never work out again. So same deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like if you can't trust yourself to follow through with your word, how can you trust anybody else?
Eager to motivate. That's what it is.
Oh, eager to motivate. All right.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is with it. I mean, it's like, you know, they give you some workouts and I guess it's like the videos that you're really paying for, but $300 is a lot to pay. It's $300 to sign up and you only have to pay once, and then you like have access to it for forever. And they do all these 8-week things over and over, but like, that's a lot for a pretty simple meal plan and some pretty simple workouts. But
it's a template, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's a template. But then you also get all these videos, which, you know, like a lot of them are lives, like every day they have live workouts or whatever. And then there's a giant Facebook community, which I think that's the thing for a lot of people that like actually get them to do it. Like for me, I couldn't care less about that. But for a lot of people, they like feel like they're a part of something.
It's a weird thing for me because like, I don't know. I want like a community. I miss having like Bloom around and him being like, let's run this weekend. Let's run this weekend. You know, that was always fun because I did not want to run that weekend. But, you know, running up Rocky Butte, fucking talking about zombies attacking us in the tunnel was always fun. Or like the hobos attacking us in the forest and stuff.
Yeah, I had a similar conversation with a dude that I work with. He was just like, I was talking about how it's so hard to convince myself to go to an actual gym. And he's like, you need a gym buddy. It makes all the difference.
I loved going to the gym solo. Like going into the gym to lift solo was the best. I enjoyed that.
Oh tenfold. Man, I think I could have used a gym buddy for sure.
I don't know. Maybe I was doing it out of spite, and that was why I went in with like my chest all up and proud and just like, what up? I'm about to squat 260. Come at me.
It's so funny to me how our motivations for doing a lot of the same things are like completely opposite from each other.
Well, it's like different reasoning, right? Like mine's out of spite and yours. Yeah. Is like, oh, I need motivation. It's like, no, yeah, man, give me enough spite. Like, I'll just go for it.
You go on like rage runs, you know, like running around the neighborhood, like getting just pure rage out of you. And for me, I'm like, I'm free as a bird. I am living my life. I'm a human. I am vital. And what was I just going to say, dude? I lost it.
I don't know. I'm not in your mind.
I wish you were.
I know you wish I was.
Yeah, it's gone. I don't know. I can't remember now.
All right. Well, I have a question for you.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on sex workers?
All right.
I like that you took a hit on that when your head like bobbed backwards. You're like, oh, what?
Do you ever watch Seinfeld, by the way?
No.
Okay, there's this one where Kramer opened his door and there was a really bright red light coming through. I won't like get into the details. And his whole body just like shot backwards like the light punched him in the face. That was me with that question just now. What are my thoughts on sex? What are you... Give me more context about what are you asking?
I was just asking out of the blue because somebody else brought it up in a conversation. It's pretty funny. I was just curious. How do you feel about strippers, hookers, OnlyFans, people, porn stars? Is it just... totally ex-nay in the critter household, so you just don't even you have blinders on, you don't care they exist, you don't watch porn.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really thought about it very like what have I
you ever been to a strip club?
No, I've never been to a strip club. I've never even had like nobody's ever even asked me like, do you want to go to a strip club or anything?
You want to go to a strip club? I'll fly out to South Carolina and we could go to a strip club. Could we get Nancy into a strip club? I think that would be top notch.
Nancy would do almost anything to not go into a strip club.
I figured.
Up to avoiding someone harming our kids, I think there's nothing that she wouldn't rather do instead of going into a strip
club. You'd have to hold the kids hostage somehow to make Nancy step in there.
And even then, she wouldn't open her eyes. You know, she'd just be there. That's an interesting question.
No strip club? Nothing?
No, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's never really, like, popped into my mind as a legitimate thing to do. Like, I've never been like, huh, I should check out what a strip club's all about. But what are my thoughts on sex? Like, I guess I've always... This is the first time in my life I've been thinking about this. But I guess in my subconscious, I've always thought that people who did that did it out of necessity. You know, like, they needed to make a living. And that was the only thing that they could do, is, like, sell their body. Which I now realize...
That's a right way to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I now realize that's absolutely not true. And there are a lot of people who do it because they enjoy it or whatever. You know, like, I don't know. Whatever the reasons are.
I mean, it's still a better way to think about it than condemning it for... Because they're naked women or men. And or men, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, I have this, like, cliche stereotype of, like, a stripper who's a stripper because... she is dead poor and doesn't have any family to rely on, and that's like the only way she can scrape by, or like she has kids at home that she's trying to support or something. I build up this story. It's like I'm like Jess from New Girl, how she built up the stripper story in her head. Yeah, yep. That's what I do. Yep, what are your thoughts like on Jess. Sex workers?
Oh, I'm for. I'm pro sex workers.
Have you ever thought about doing it yourself?
No. Why?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe people are. There's a market for Jace.
No thanks. Not
you
not.
Could be a total bear in the gay community.
But I'm not gay.
Well, it's money, man, and people do stuff they don't like all the time.
That's deceptive, though. I call bullshit on that stuff. That's just whatever.
What do you mean?
Getting somebody else's job.
What are you calling?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was saying me being a bear in the gay community, but not gay, is just me taking somebody else's job.
Oh, you're saying because it's like a zero sum game. There's only so many bears that can support themselves.
No, not really. I was just I was just going on a tangent.
There's always room for more bears. Yeah, I wonder what the macroeconomics of bears and gay culture is. You think anybody's written
the macroeconomics? I mean, maybe. I don't know. People write about anything.
This is absolutely the episode title. The macroeconomics of bears and gay culture. I'm writing that down.
Oh, man. I don't even know how we got here. I was just going to ask that question just because it was randomly said in a different conversation I was talking about.
All right, I got a question for you. This is my year of adventure. That's my yearly theme. What are some adventures that I should do?
You should probably get the fuck out of the state that you've grown up in.
Don't tell me to go to a strip club. It doesn't count.
Just, how about you travel 300 miles inland or something? I don't fucking know. What's an adventure for you?
Sure. Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking, man. I'm looking for... So one example is earlier today, a guy I work with read the blog post and told me I should go to a rock climbing gym. And I was like, oh, heck yeah. That's something I never would have thought of, but that's totally an adventure.
Sure. You know, it's really an adventure. It's going to a cliffside and trying to rock climb that.
That is really an adventure with zero experience and zero gear.
Hell yeah.
Just try and scale it.
Just go Spider-Man it.
I'll just have Nancy stand at the bottom and catch me if I fall.
No.
Unnecessary. I think that would be cool, though. I just read a book where there was a girl, they called her the Wraith, but she was like a spider, and she could just like climb up walls, and like she was silent, and you could never hear her coming. And I thought that would just be like the dopest superpower. Like Spider-Man, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, what's adventurous for you? Like, I don't know. I had a bunch of adventures as a kid.
So, like...
I'm less adventurous now that I'm older.
I mean, it doesn't have to be, like, an adrenaline thing. Like, one adventure that is that I was thinking about is just, like, dropping into a team and trying to help them fix their dysfunction. Like, that's an adventure. Or
stupid.
Fixing my broken back window, you know? Like, instead of just paying somebody to do it. Like, that's an adventure. So, like, little things like that. Normally, I would just...
What are you even talking about?
I want to stop cruising. Adventures.
Those are just tasks that you're fucking avoiding.
That I'm learning and growing from. And they're like, growth opportunities. And they're exciting because I'm, like, doing something, you know?
Okay, here. I'm reading it. So, the noun is an unusual or exciting, typically hazardous experience or activity.
Yeah, fixing broken glass is hazardous.
And the verb is, yeah, for you, definitely. Engage in hazardous and exciting activity, especially the exploration of unknown territory. See, that's that latter piece is what I usually think of when people talk about adventure.
The unknown territory?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like fixing a window. I've never done that crap before. That's unknown.
Well, that is, sure. But jumping in on another team just to help out, you're still doing the same shit. You've already talked about... umpteen episodes that you don't give a shit what your developers are working on. So if you're just going in to manage, you're just doing the same shit you're doing anyway.
I'm fixing team dysfunction. You know that saying?
Shut up.
You know that saying about how
it's the same shit that you love to do. How is it different?
Because that way I'm not cruising. You know, like if I'm just chilling in a
You know, me coding in Laravel 8. You know, that's a whole new adventure because this is all brand new. Except for it's just fucking web components in PHP.
Well, then that's not an adventure, but like a whole different set of problems with a whole different set of people and like different dynamics. But
you're still doing the same thing. You have the same goal. You have like, all your canned responses that I know you fucking dish out.
Am I wrong or are you wrong? Let me think.
You were definitely wrong.
Well, but the point is to get me out of my...
Yeah, why don't you go develop on another team?
You then, are the most... I picked the most interrupty person in the world to have a freaking podcast with. Like, I swear.
Again, my podcast idea that I named the damn podcast.
I contributed to the name.
You shortened the name that I originally said. That's what it was.
Yeah, yours was like, we should totally be working right now or something.
No, it was something we do while we should be working. I think it was the original.
Yeah, that's got a great ring to it.
We were talking about something to do. I don't know. It was one of those things where we're just being obnoxious at some point, just saying random shit. And then you're like, oh, we should be working. Sounds good. and then somebody else did it. We just copied somebody else's podcast name.
Yeah, but we're first on Google now because theirs is old and crusty.
Oh, really? They stopped doing it? I thought theirs was still active.
How many episodes did they haven't done it since like 2018 or something.
No fucking losers.
Yeah, they suck, man. We're on, this is episode 77 for us.
How much of a delay do we have now? Because I didn't even know what Eric was talking about until you guys continued.
From when I'm posting. Yeah, so let's see. I want to get back to the adventure thing, but let's see. 75 just got posted, and this is 77. So we only have one in the bank right now.
And you release two a week?
I normally do, but I've only done one a week for the past like 3 weeks because of the holidays.
Oh, because you've been canceling all these times. I've been here. Been right here the whole time.
This is the problem. If anybody needs adventures, it's freaking you. You've been sitting here waiting for me, and I've been out enjoying my life. I'm a citizen of the world. Yeah, man, adventures. I went to, I ran up a mountain yesterday. That is an adventure. I waded through a creek.
Did you run up that mountain before?
Have I done it before? Yeah.
Yeah, it's that one mountain, right?
Yeah, it's the only mountain that I can run up. But yeah, so that makes it less of an adventure, but it's something.
No, it's still an adventure, yeah. And
hold on. I have other examples.
Frank was talking about when he like ran into black bears and shit.
Oh, that's a freaking adventure, man. I've thought about that a lot. Like now whenever I turn a corner, I think I see bears, you know?
Like, just tricking yourself. Do you run at night or when it's still dark?
No, not anymore. That would be horrible.
I was gonna say.
For some reason, our listeners are still pretty high. We have 65 unique listeners in the past 7 days, which is better. I think we're like getting a little bit of a fan base. Growing. Yeah, I think we actually got some people who are listening now.
Suckers.
Yeah, they're gonna get sucked in. All right. So in my blog, in the year adventure blog post, here are some things that I said I wanted more of that led me to adventure. Okay. I want more running and lifting. So like, yeah, running a marathon for the first time is an adventure. Trying to achieve my perfect body is an adventure. Fixing team dysfunction, I already talked about that. Writing, like one of my 12-week goals is to write and publish a short, crappy book. That's an adventure.
You already did
that. Short, crappy book. Yeah, 8 years ago, check. I did do that. I want this one to be slightly less crappy and probably shorter. We got honesty, more honesty. How do you feel
is
about that
an
one?
Adventure for you?
Yeah, I think being honest when it's uncomfortable is totally... I'm polite all the time, which is basically the same thing.
Kind of, yeah. Can be.
Yeah. So like that feels... If anything, that's like the most adventurous is being honest when I really don't want to.
Yeah. How do you feel about white lies?
I think...
or even lies of omission.
There are very few that, like, I think clear as kind is almost always right. I think the only exceptions would be like, you know, the thing I always think of is like if some guy's wife says, "Does this dress make me look fat?" then you should always say no, no matter what, you know?
That's so dumb.
Yeah, but that's an example. Like, that's how rare it is.
Yeah.
Those types of
questions. I got you. Yeah, yeah. Don't rock the boat for no reason kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, we need to talk about like the no complaining challenge. Let me write that down.
What the fuck is the no complaining challenge?
Don't distract me. I'm on a roll here. Next
but
up,
you brought
is...
it up.
I wrote it down for later. It's on. It's in the agenda. Check the agenda, Chase.
What agenda? We have like a chat window you're not even using. How come I don't get to know the agenda before it happens?
I am totally using the chat window. You're just not checking it.
Well, now you are. There's a timestamp, you realize that, right?
Well, maybe your clock's wrong. Next up is outdoors. I think
what are we doing? This is your adventure list still?
This is the things I want more of in this year, which is what led me to choose adventure.
Gotcha.
So you're gonna love this one. If I work outside from like a cafe in the morning instead of working from my office, is that an adventure?
You're gonna call that outdoors?
That's an adventure, man. That's a new experience for me.
I mean, you are getting out of your comfort zone, so it is a thing.
Yeah, man. And I get some sunshine.
You know what this really is? This is just a list of how sad your life has been for your entire life and how sheltered you actually are. And that's what's rubbing me the wrong way. It's just like, how is that a fucking okay, whatever. Yeah, it is for you because you don't ever. They never have.
Well, what about you? Like, if you went and worked from a park?
I mean, I've done it. I've worked from a strip club.
Did that feel like an adventure?
It was definitely an adventure. We did. It was me and Courtney, and we did peer review, not peer reviews, our self evaluations
from a strip club.
From a strip club, yeah. We used their Wi-Fi and everything. Oh man,
that is so like of all the things I would expect to see when I go into a strip club, two guys sitting there with laptops working is not up on the list.
Well, we were way off on the side in like a booth with food and away from like all the slot machines and stuff. And
there's desks. Slot machines in strip clubs?
Yeah. They have little like lottery machines. Not real slot machines, but you know, the Oregon lottery machines.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Does Vegas have a bunch of strip clubs with actual slot machines?
Oh yeah, for sure. I've actually only been to one strip club in Vegas. Ever.
Well, you just aren't living your life, man. You don't know anything about strip clubs like I do.
They're much different in Vegas, I can tell you that much. It's well, especially the bigger ones, but I don't know. The ones in Portland have been pretty awesome.
Were they like more commercialized in Vegas or something?
I mean, it's like corporate versus privately owned, essentially. Because like the strip club I went to in Vegas was Hooters. This was actually recent. That was like in 2019, I think.
Not Hooters the restaurant? It's a totally different thing?
I'm sorry. It wasn't Hooters. It was Hustlers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was so like, hey, break it to like, you, man, but that's not a strip
club. Yeah, that's not a strip club. Yeah, so, I mean, it was just a different thing, and it's much, much different. Like, the one thing that happens in, like, Portland strip clubs, at least when I go, is, like, people like to talk and have conversation, and it's like I want to say courting, but it's not really. It's, you know, you're having flirtatious conversation, like, talking about random shit and whatever, and then, you know, you go back and have dances, and then that's a sexy time. But like when you're up front, it's just like, hey, do we vibe? Is this cool? All right, awesome. More of a thing than like when we're in Vegas, it's definitely like, oh, you have money? Awesome. I'm going to take it from you right now.
Dang. So they get right down to it, huh?
Yeah, they'll just walk up to you and grab you in the dick and be like, you want to go upstairs? And you're like, whoa, I literally haven't even, like, gone to the bar yet.
Wow, you're blowing my mind. I have so many questions about strip clubs right now. but it's not the kind of adventure I'm into. So, outdoors adventure. Adventures with kids.
back to this list.
Yeah, back to my list.
Yeah, you're going to do the weekly adventures?
Yeah, that's actually part of my 12-week year plan is I have to do two adventures per week with my kids, which is going to be tough.
Two a stretch. Week?
Yeah, two a week.
You want to start with one a week since you're a terrible father?
I've already been doing one a week for a couple months now. I want to do two.
When are you going to do the second one? Is it going to be like a Saturday-Sunday thing, or are you talking like midweek?
No, it'll always have to be the weekend because school and homework and stuff takes up all the time midweek. But we could do two in a day. We could go to a lake for a while and then go try out a new playground or something. That's two adventures.
Bang, bang.
And then we got time without kids, because time without kids is always an adventure in my life.
Ooh, that's sexy adventure time.
Sexy adventure time, baby. fixing house stuff like my broken window or my stupid faucet. Learning how to do that stuff.
What's broken? What window is broken?
Our back car? No, the back of the house, the one that goes out onto the porch. Henry broke it with a basketball.
Well, of course it was Henry, the good son.
Henry, well, no, Henry's just the only one that actually uses the basketball. Everybody else just sits around. All right, and then we got mindful relaxation, like not like laziness and scrolling Reddit, but actually like, you know, setting, like planning it and setting it aside. And
you're actually going to meditate? Of it.
I don't know, man.
You going to try?
I'm not impressed with meditation.
Yeah, I'm not either.
And then actual cooking.
But also, I haven't given it real thing. But yeah. Like, real cooking or like the HelloFresh cooking?
No, real cooking. I want to cook actual meals and not like a million sandwiches and stuff. You know, and just tubs like baked chicken.
Peanut butter, rather.
Yeah, although cooking is hard right now because we don't have a lot of ingredients. But, you know, that's why it's not in my 12-week plan. You want to hear what I want less of? Yeah, you do.
Sure.
I want less of worrying. Less indoors, less sitting around because of laziness.
But you're doing it right now.
mine. You think this is laziness? This is hard work.
Look how slouched you are. You're that's sideways. Because
you sap all my mental energy, and then I have nothing physical. After I,
you're getting into your Stephen Hawking position.
I'm just like a puddle after this.
You're just a puddle? You're just soaking wet? Every time you're done talking with me?
Less wasted weekends, less kids staring at screens. See, the theme here is that all of these things are not at all adventures. You see what I'm see where I'm going? I want less non-adventures.
For what?
For what? What do you mean?
What do you mean non-adventures?
Like kids staring at screens, that is not an adventure. Or wasting a whole weekend without really doing anything, that's not an adventure. Or sitting
indoors.
Both
of those things, if both of those things are countered with taking your kids on more adventures and you spending more time outdoors, then both of them can be adventures. They're just you're restating the same point, but the negative side of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's like I want more of these things and I want less of the opposites. That's the theme.
Yeah. So how is one side adventurous and one side not? It's just they're both the same thing.
Because I want less of the things that are not adventures and more of the adventurous versions of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Are you happy now?
No. Freaking jerk. Not with you.
The next one is politeness.
There's
and
more?
The one after that
Good
is
Lord,
turkey you... sandwiches. And the one after that.
Hold on. What? You want less politeness and less turkey sandwiches?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure I was with you. Continue.
That's the end of the list.
Oh, okay. Good.
That was,
what was that list
our
of?
Best podcast.
What are we talking about? How did we go from like talking about hustlers and getting your dick grabbed to you talking about turkey sandwiches and politeness?
The best part is I can't even tell if you're serious about it.
So good.
Anyway, that's how I landed on the year of adventures. And that's my theme. And I have a 12-week plan too, but I'm not going to talk about it because you made me feel bad about my theme.
No, your theme's not bad. I told you, we just have different
My theme sucks. What's
well,
your theme?
It's great for you because you've led a sheltered life, which isn't bad. You just went and had kids in your early 20s and then been dealing with that since.
Having kids is the ultimate adventure, let me tell you.
I mean, it is an adventure for sure. Fucking no doubt about that, but yeah, that's how you spent your early 20s. I decided to spend that virtually playing World of Warcraft mostly.
Well, what do you want more of then besides fitness, because that's too easy?
Martial arts, the MMA stuff. But I mean that's kind of I guess that's kind of more of what I want, is like I want not passive fitness, but like activities that are also fitness that aren't like I'm not like when I start doing the classes, I don't want to be like, oh, those count as workouts. I still want run on the same day that I go to class type of thing. You know, that so I want to like build it up so that it's like a whole thing. Like I also want to count like running separately than lifting so that I can lift and run in the same day and not have any like excuses or like, oh well, you know, I hurt because I ran a couple miles yesterday, you know, it's good enough. Just go and run. Just do
so
it.
If at the end of the year it you know, all that it, like you were still in the same job, same relationships and all that, but all that it changed is that you were really consistent with martial arts, would that be a solid, would that be a win?
Yeah, but one of the things, one of the prerequisites to that is getting the car, right? I mean, we've talked about that before. That's like next month-ish.
Put that in your 12-week year.
I'm not putting anything in a 12-week year. I'm just, I have my list of shit that I'm doing.
Yeah, all right. It's all in place. I think I set a reminder about you getting a car that I was supposed to bug you about it at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking more and stuff, but it's all super expensive right now too.
I've been planning
just because of all the shortages.
I've been thinking about planning on it a little bit, maybe next month.
But that's what I do. Like, well, I talked about this with you, was part of why I was depressed in that one episode, or I was talking about the depression, was that like I have all these goals that I want to achieve. They're like so close, and I just want to like fast forward to me attaining the car and me in the classes and me going to open mics. You know, I just want to like jump to all these resolutions, but it's just gotta wait. time and money and all of that. But something new that came up is I think I'm gonna fucking send my dog to boarding training school. Cause
oh yeah,
that motherfucker needs to learn his own name. actually, he knows it. He's actually super smart, but he's very stubborn. So like he'll go fetch a ball and then be like, "Oh, what's on this other side of the field over here?" And be like, "Dude, get back over here! What are you doing?" And he'll just like look back at you and then drop the ball and then continue walking in the other direction. Like, "Here, come pick this up. I'm going over here."
So how, what's the deal? How long does he stay there?
It's a minimum of 2 weeks, and then you can do more if they have behavioral problems. But I mean, I mostly just want like all the basic shit that I fucked up in the first year of him growing up. You know, like I went to those training courses and stuff, but then like COVID fucked it all up for him to continue with it. And it was just like, all right. And then like, I mean, you know, Scott and Candy help out and just really basic stuff of like sit and shake and all that stuff. But I want like the actual recall and off leash and socializing with children and stuff so that he doesn't freak out. Cause he right now is a little afraid of other humans that he doesn't know. Cause he thinks he knows everyone until they get close enough that he can see them. And he's just like, well, who the fuck are you? Kind of thing. So it's bizarre.
I think you really should do the 12 week year. I think it'd be perfect for it. I think it would give you the structure that you would thrive on because you got the discipline. I can see in your eyes that you really want to give it a try and you're just afraid to say so.
Why are you trying to suck me into all these damn programs that you're doing?
Because I don't want to do them alone. With Also with E2M, the thing that draws everybody in is that every 8 week cycle, people will like win, you know, like if you have the best transformation for a single person or the best transformation for a couple or whatever, then you win like $10,000. Like it's a nice. Decent amount of money. And yeah, you could totally do that. Are you losing weight?
I mean,
do you weigh yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I've been sitting right around 317, but, it fluctuates. I like 2 weeks ago jumped up to like 323 and then what's it? Today's Tuesday. Yeah. So Sunday I, weighed again. It was like 316. It was like 316.5 or whatever, so 317. But I mean it's just up and down, and the biggest part of that was like I wasn't doing any like sustained cardio at all, and also just holiday eating. So yeah,
holidays. I gained 4 pounds over the holidays.
Yeah, now we're serious business.
Serious business. Well, it's not too late to sign up. $10,000 got your name written all over it, Jay-Z.
I already told you, I'm just going to run every other day. And then on the opposite days, I'm just going to do strong lift 5x5.
You're doing strong lifts again?
Yeah, I told you that. Until I start doing classes. Yeah.
Why did you go away from the program that the dude made for you?
Who made for me?
The dude, what was it, Nerd Fitness? Is that what you used?
It was done. He didn't give me that new program. Remember, he held it hostage for me to resubscribe.
But you couldn't. Okay, so you couldn't just keep using the same one. He had like the original programming he put you on.
Well, the app was shit. app is so terrible. But yeah, no, I was doing the Fitbod for a little bit. Then I did my own thing on Strong, and then now that I'm just breaking it up, so I'm running and walking and rowing a lot more. I'm just going to do straight strength training. Go back to the basics.
Yeah. Dude, that I was talking about earlier, Evan, who's a power lifter, he gave me this, or he showed me this program by a dude, Jeff Nippard. Have you ever heard of Jeff Nippard?
Nope.
I think that's his name. Jeff Nippard. Yeah, that's it. It's called Power Building. So it's like half power lifting and half hypertrophy. It seems like a pretty solid program. He said it's worked really well for him. But what was I going to say? I'm just pumped about getting on like an actual program that isn't just like I couldn't stand the repetitiveness of strong lifts. It was just killing me.
See, what I want is I want like a Goggins type character who has like that mindset and like that aggressiveness But like, I only want to see him for like an hour a day. And like, I just want him to wake me up, get me on the road running, fucking yell at me while I'm running so that I get through it and then leaves.
Hmm. Like a personal, you want a personal trainer you're talking about?
Yeah, I've never really had a personal trainer that like motivates me in that way. Everybody's like too worried because, I mean, it's a client facing business, right? You're talking to your clients and stuff. And if you're yelling at one of your clients, it's not good for business overall.
Mm-hmm.
Unless yeah. that's like your gimmick. But that I mean, could... I haven't seen anybody with that kind of thing. Or there's like budge training and stuff that goes on around here that somebody like linked to me once. But it's just like, I mean, yes, sort of.
What is buds training? What does that mean?
That's the Navy SEALs training, like the training you gotta do to get into Navy SEALs, I believe.
Oh, it's super hard or something.
Yeah, it's like a week long of just day in and day out torture.
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
Yeah, Nancy and I used two different personal trainers in the past, and neither of them were the type that would like yell at you, but they could definitely be stern, you know, if you needed them to.
Well, the thing is, like, with my personality, I can't have you get into a standoff with me if you're my trainer, because then you lose, because I'm fucking paying you. This isn't really a standoff because bye. Like, you know, it's not.
So what do you need then?
I need somebody to go over the top and just be like, shut the fuck up, pussy.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Like, all right, well, I guess I don't get my money back on this one. Shit, I gotta figure out how to work with this.
That is fascinating. Yeah, like, how do you find a personal trainer who's willing to just like be totally ruthless with you? That's gotta be tough. And yeah, you can't do that just in the middle of like, you know, freaking Gold's Gym.
Right. Yeah. It's like a thing. I mean, I joked about it with. I mean, I've had good trainers in the past. But like, and some of them I would joke about it and be like, I just want you to slap me. Just slap me across the face really hard before I do this like heavy bench press or something. You know, just get like the adrenaline going. Fucking, but nobody would.
Yeah, it's like the thing that makes everybody drop out of Hell Week. Like the hardcore drill sergeants who are just like screaming at them and stuff. Like that would probably make you you'd probably kill it because you just get super motivated with people like that.
I mean, I would probably go further than I would any other reason for sure. Mm-hmm. I think somebody yelling at me would like push through, but yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting.
All right, so you're gonna do 12-week year, and you'll have your car on there, and you'll have your dog on there, and you'll have E2M on there. And E2M's then
definitely not on there. I wouldn't get anything from them.
I think you would, but I get that you got your own thing. Are you tracking your food though? You didn't answer me. You evaded the question.
Man, shut up.
That's the exact thing you said.
I know. I haven't, but I've been doing the same thing. I mean, I should. I just haven't been putting in. But I'm back to it. Like,
don't make me follow you on my fitness pal. I'll do it.
For what? So you can...
So I can scream at you if you don't track your food. That can be really intimidating. You've never seen that side of me.
Pretty sure I've seen you when you've gotten really mad and
yeah, but you haven't seen me when I pull out my
puff and puff.
When I pull out my fisty cuffs.
Your fisty cuffs.
Yeah, and I come at you like the 1930s boxers. Like that.
The fucking like rabbit punch thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh god.
Yeah, and I'll put on my mean voice. You'll be terrified.
Your mean voice? What's your mean voice?
It's like that. Count calories.
I've learned that my puppy responds really well to, well, not really well. He thinks he's in trouble when I talk through my teeth. You ever hear me get mad and talk through my teeth before?
I've never heard that before.
Oh my goodness. It's something my mom does, has always done as a kid. She's like, just caught it. He's just like, oh my goodness. But like, we'll be walking and like pull and be like, god damn it, fucking stop right now. And he'll just be like, What'd I do? And I'm like, you're fine, don't worry, it's okay. And then they'll like pet him and like keep going. But he like, yeah. Every time I just start talking through my teeth, even if I'm talking at somebody else, he'll be like, What's happening?
I have to try that with my kids. I wonder if that'll work. Or maybe I already do it and just don't even realize it.
We used to make fun of my mom until she like turned super red and stuff. It was real bad when we were kids. But whatever.
All right,
I found out
What?
Do you remember the writing sentence story that I told about me and my older sister? She like stabbed herself
yeah.
with my pencil uh-huh. because I was erasing things. They both added more details to that I didn't realize. But when my mom would assign us to write sentences, me and my sister used to write like subliminal messages, because it would just be like tons and tons of sentences and we change like a few words to insult each other and stuff. And the incident with the pencil where my sister stabbed herself in the hand with my pencil was the last time that my mom that actually broke my mom and broke that disciplinary action for her. She's just like, never again.
She never did it again. Oh yeah. God, no wonder, man. I wouldn't do that crap anymore after that either. That's like next level. It's yeah, I've had that happen to me before, like where you think you've got a good punishment and then it just backfires and like you regret everything, and it would have been better if you just didn't try to punish them.
Yeah.
Does she have to go to the hospital for that?
No.
Okay.
You can go to the hospital for that type of shit.
Put some band-aids on it and you're good.
Yeah.
All right. Hit me with the last minute insight. Blow my mind.
About what?
Good job. I gotta go.
No, you have 52 seconds. What do you want? Give me a theme. Hurry up.
For you? Oh, for blowing my mind?
Yeah.
I need another adventure.
Oh, you need an adventure?
Yeah, man.
Do you have a go-kart place around?
Yeah.
Because that'd be a twofer, you and the kids. I don't
know. Go-kart racing.
I like go-karts, but it's hard to get other adults to do go-karts. but the last time I did it, I was too big for the go-kart. So, like, I was like Bowser on a tiny little cart. And, like, I was hitting the pedals with my heels because the tops of my feet were outside of the thing because, I just didn't fit in. And my feet were, like, over the steering wheel and I was steering between my legs. So, yeah. I always enjoy it and just like fucking gas all the way. Just
the Bowser mental image is perfect. Yeah, I went on. I don't know if you're talking about like, you know, fun go karts or actual like racing go karts. But I went to one of the racing places a few years ago with my brother-in-law for his birthday, and I discovered I really suck at that. Like I was last place every single time out of like 8 people. Like little girls and stuff were beating me, and I was trying
to break.
I was. What
did you break like at all?
Well, yeah.
I why mean,
because like it's like a crazy,
you never break, you just super take your turns. Foot off the gas.
Well, I don't know. I know that I sucked at it and I crashed a bunch. Like one time I crashed into the barrier so hard that the barrier like shot up in the air, and the guy working there like called me over and he was like making sure I didn't have a concussion and stuff. Like, I really sucked, man. Awesome. But I had fun anyway.
Yeah, go-karts. Do that.
That's a pretty good one. I like that. That's legit.
Or laser tag's another one. But
laser tag! I forgot laser tag is a thing.
You can find places that do those things together. Like, do you guys have like those family fun centers or whatever?
Yeah, we have like a Frankie's Fun Park. Yeah, it's got all that stuff.
Yeah, that could be cool.
I think I've only done laser tag like twice in my life.
We used to have to fly to Oahu to play laser tag.
You didn't have Oahu on the... I mean, you didn't have laser tag on the... You grew up on the Big Island, right?
Yeah, we did not have Oahu on the Big Island, no.
Well, why not?
Well, Oahu also is the only one that has strip clubs, too, as well.
So you had to fly to a strip club?
We'd usually do both of those activities in the same day.
Oh, man, that's a party right there. Is that a big flight?
No, it's like a 45-minute flight, something like that.
It's a little pond hopper.
50-minute flight? Yeah, yeah.
All right, Jace, I'm done with you. Have a good Tuesday.